Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor with the fire department. How may I help you?
Yes, Asia. This is Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, Spy, V-S-P-I, as in Ivory, V as in Victory, E-Y. I'm calling in regard to a fictitious charge on my bank account in the name of Meal Balance or Balance Life, which I didn't open up the account, and I didn't purchase anything from you all. So I'm reporting this as a fraud charge, and I'd like it to be reimbursed for the revenue that came out of my account.
May I please have your address for security purposes?
6010 CHANDLER Drive, Beaumont, Texas, 77705.
Okay, I do see where our meal plan was purchased. You don't recall doing a survey to enter into a sweepstakes to win an item. The item could have been an iPad, iPod, or even an iPhone on the 28th of December.
No, I did not do that on the 28th of December. I don't do iPods, iPads, and none of that stuff.
Is there anyone in your household could have possibly signed up for this service without your knowledge?
No, there is not. I have no idea who could have done that in my household. I don't have anyone in my household that I was aware of gave authorization to do something like that on my account.
Okay, so what I am going to do for you today is reach out to your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account so they're able to verify the location of where the order was taken place and also what device was used to place the order as well. And your account will be put under investigation.
Okay, and I'm going to contact my bank as well, so thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
So you're not refunding me my money, is what you're telling me?
That is correct. Your account is being put under investigation.
What address did you have that those items were supposed to have gone to?
Okay, this isn't for any items. This is for our meal plan. You download the app in order to get those meal plans.
So you have to download an app,
and then that is
you
correct.
Get just the plan. You just get the plan off the phone.
Yes, ma'am. We provide you with a meal plan. A lot of people do not know how to eat a balanced meal, so we'll set those meal plans for you. Also, based on however many calories you would like to intake per day.
Okay. Now you said something about an iPad and an something phone.
Okay, you enter into a sweepstakes to win an item. So there's a possibility that you could win it, and there's a possibility that someone else can win the item as well.
So you enter into a sweepstakes. Do you pay some money to enter into the sweepstakes?
Yes, ma'am. The meal plan, the $49.89.
You pay that to enter into the sweepstakes.
That is correct. Each month, it is a monthly entry. So you're paying for the meal plan and you'll be entered into that sweepstakes. Your account has been canceled out and it is being put under investigation.
All right. Thank you.
Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
And your number as an agent for this company?
I don't have an agent number. My name is Asia, A-S-I-A.
A-S-I-A. You have a last name, Asia.
I can't provide you with that information, but you can always call back. Any of our agents are able to assist you. My name is Asia, and I am the supervisor on the floor today.
You're the supervisor of your fraud department.
That is correct.
Were there any other charges on my account prior to December 28th that I was supposed to have also been in the same meal plan?
No, ma'am. It's only one charge of $49.89.
Thank you so very much. I'll be reporting it to my bank also as a fraud.
All right. Well, I do want to say thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.